Ben Fennell of The Athletic joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We bring him in every Friday, break down the film. He does it for you at The Athletic. Also, I mean, just great guy. He puts it right up on Twitter for you, and you can get it right there and read all of his good stuff and see what he has got breaking down for the Green Bay Packers as they get ready to take on the Chicago Bears, the man that this guy said was going to win the NFC North. Ben, thanks for joining us again.
It's always a pleasure to hop on with you guys every Friday.
Now, you can flex a little bit knowing that it's 9-4, and you were the first guy that we heard, at least, I think, to say that the Chicago Bears were going to win the NFC North, but the Packers can have a little something to prolong that this weekend.
Yeah, you know, I really like what the Bears had done in the offseason. It was kind of a off-the-cuff pick at the time, considering the rest of the climate in the NFC North. And, you know, I actually picked the Packers to win that game in week one and picked the Bears to win the division. It's kind of funny that looks to be coming to fruition.
Well, you know what you're doing. I mean, why are you surprised? I mean, come on, man.
I took so much heat for that, let me tell you. People really attacked me saying it was just a hot take and I was looking for attention. But I think we're all kind of looking at it now. And, yeah, I might have known what I was talking about.
Well, you definitely gained credibility with the pick now, if nothing else.
Right. Get an emoji with you dropping the mic and just tweet it out. That's all.
All Packer fans. Boom, there's the mic drop.
But I want to talk about, you know, these guys going in there for this particular week. We had talked about getting Aaron more protection. So Steve had brought up a great idea of playing more two-back sets so both backs will be able to chip before they go out, and that'll give them a seven-man protection. So because you like the idea of Cobb going against a backup in the slot because the other guy's not going to play.
Yeah, they're going to have to do a couple things schematically to try to temper that.
Look at him using big words, schematically. Good job.
Because Vic Fangio does a great job, you know, implementing some pressure packages, not to mention the one-on-one nightmares they have with Akeem Hicks, Leonard Floyd, the wiry edge rusher, Khalil Mack. We know what he can do. So it's going to be a couple things. You're obviously going to have to send some chippers Khalil Mack's way, put a tight end to his side. But you're going to have to do a little bit more than that. You're going to have to move the launch point from time to time with Aaron Rodgers, whether it's sprint out protection or working in some play action boot. I would love to see them commit to the run game on early down situations like they did last week. They ran the ball 15 times on first down, only passed it 12. So I think establishing a run game on early downs could really keep that pass rush at bay. But as you're mentioning, keeping guys in the backfield in two-back sets, as you bring more guys in the backfield, that's also bringing more defenders into the box, too, for potential threats. So I would like to see maybe some more empty sets from Aaron Rodgers. Go shotgun, empty, spread out your weapons. And what that does to a defense, it spreads out your defense and your coverage, and you're really limited with how you can attack a quarterback. So I think they're going to have to do a few things schematically to really temper that Chicago Bears defense. We saw what they did last week on Monday night to the Rams. So you have to have definitely a game plan ready.
Yeah, Ben, can you do me a favor by the end of the year, if you don't mind, if you're not too busy? I want you to chart Aaron Rodgers' success when he's in shotgun and when he's under the center. Because back in the 90s, we didn't do shotgun that much, maybe just on third down, but most of the time Brett was underneath the center. And I know a lot of people don't like it because you got linebackers were walking up in the A-gaps, and it just seemed to be you're making a short distance for guys to get on your quarterback. But it's, for some reason, you can do a play action a lot better. You can't do play action really that much from the shotgun. So if you could do that
exactly.
For him,
and that's
great.
Where a lot of offenses are going to that pistol set. So you're in shotgun, giving the quarterback initial depth
there
from the line of scrimmage, while also having a running back behind him to attack downhill in the run game. And that's where it really limits you in shotgun. You can't really attack downhill. And there's some running backs in the league that really need that 3-4 yards of head start to get into the line of scrimmage. And there's a lot of backs that really can't run from a shotgun position because you're so stagnant.
Let's talk a little bit about something you wrote about earlier this week about these two back sets. And me and Baby Tosh in here have talked about this numerous times. I just think it makes all the sense in the world when you have Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones both in the backfield, and it gives you a lot of different options. Jamal Williams, I think, is physical enough to be a lead blocker for Aaron Jones if you want to do that. I'm not sure I do it a ton, but you have that option. Both of them can run either way, as Baby Tosh put in a zone scheme from either side of them if you did a pro set like they used to do with Rathman and Craig back in the day. Why not use that a little bit more when you have two dynamic running backs?
Yeah, I completely agree, and I think look no further than that New Orleans Saints game last year when they came into Green Bay and really put up a lot of points on that Packers defense. I see Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram, a very similar combination to Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. Jamal Williams is more of a thick, burly, wants to move the pile, run between the tackles, and Aaron Jones could be that change of pace back to get out on the perimeter and into the pass game. So I really like what the Saints did last year in that game in some two-back sets, whether it's the manipulation and getting the screen game going or just the decoys you can work in with having both running backs. You could have a, you know, the illusion of a downhill run while getting Kamara out on the perimeter and have some misdirection elements. So there's a lot of different creativity you can do with today's NFL climate, having two really threatening running backs in the backfield.
And we're talking to Ben Fennell of The Athletic here on the Wendy's Big Show. Ben, when you do have those two sets, allowing yourself to have the screen game on either side against a really, really tough pass rush, and also when you have a dinged up offensive line, do you expect to see the Packers use a lot more screen this week as they try to slow down not only Khalil Mack, as he obviously demands a lot of attention, but Eddie Goldman's making $40 million, and Akeem Hicks is no slouch as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So the screen game definitely helps with your pass rush and allowing those guys up the field to you use that against them. But it also fits the MO of the Packers' offensive line. These aren't big, burly people movers. These are athletic offensive linemen. You need to take advantage of those skill sets. You need to get them out in space and onto the perimeter and try to get them into the screen game because that's really their skill set. And if you're not taking advantage that, hey, this offensive line's a little bit undersized, but where you make up with that is athleticism and some foot speed, you have to take advantage of that. And I think the screen game is the perfect opportunity to do that.
Speaking of athleticism, you talk about Trubisky running the ball on third and 13 when you're rushing just three guys. Guys are deep. He's just been keeping up these – first downs between him and Tariq Cohen. They got to stop. I don't know if, what do you suggest? They put a spy on him, or would you put the spy on Tariq Cohen, or both?
Yeah, I think you really need to put the spy on Mitch Trubisky because he has such an Alex Smith style of play and that he doesn't want to make a lot of risky throws. He'll look for his first read. If he sees man coverage or any sort of defenders running off, he's going to take that free real estate and not put his arm into jeopardy or have to put the ball in the tight windows. He wants to use his legs, use his athleticism. Tariq Cohen's a very explosive player. I'm not sure what the Packers are going to do for him out of the backfield. I'm not sure if they'll maybe put a Josh Jones, a safety on him. Do they think they
can that was my suggestion.
An athletic linebacker, maybe they give Oren Burks that assignment and say, Oren Burks, your job this week is third down, guard Tariq Cohen. This is your only responsibility, guard this guy. So there's a couple interesting options they can do. I'm a huge fan of Tariq Cohen. The guy was called the human joystick coming out of college, very dynamic player. And the more I see those players being used in their offenses, whether it was Kareem Hunt or Kamara or McCaffrey or Tariq Cohen, that's exactly how I want Aaron Jones to use, and he's just as dangerous.
We talked about this the other day. It's the if-come-maybe game. I don't know if you like playing that game or not. Some people don't. But if it was role reversal and this Packers team had Mack and the Bears didn't, what kind of role reversal would we have here between these two teams, do you think?
That's a really interesting point because I think this Packers front seven really lacks an explosive trait and lacks that speed, lacks that one player that you really need to put the bullseye on during the week in game planning. I'm not really sure who that threat in the front seven is. And when you watch the Chicago Bears against the Rams, they just got up the field on Monday night. They just went in that long developing action where you have jet sweep and orbit motion, play action boot, split zone, deep two-man pass combinations. Those all take so much time. And you just saw Khalil Mack and that defensive line just get up the field and go. And I just don't see anybody on this Packers front that just gets up the field and goes and disrupts. So I would love to see a style of player like Khalil Mack on that Packers front seven for the next couple of years. I would love to address that in the draft in the first round and get that explosive player in the front seven that really makes opposing offenses say, we have to have a plan for this guy.
Ben, you picked the Chicago Bears to win the division. You picked the Packers to win week one. Who's winning this weekend, week 15?
This one, I'm going to pick the Chicago Bears in a very tight game, 28-27.
Good. I'll take the Packers and the 6 points, Ben. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, guys.
There's Ben Fennell of The Athletic joining us, as all guests do, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start a renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935. Leroy?
Yeah, Uptown Ford, one of my favorites. Right now they got me in a 2019 Explorer. I just love that truck. It's unbelievable. If you think about the bad weather that's coming in and you want to get your family back safe, they also have the F-150. especially the crew cab. It's, you know, tows up to, you know, 12,000 pounds. If you think about, if you, you campground people, you need something to move stuff, boats and trailers and all kind of stuff like that. The F-150 is then not only that, they have one of the a feature that I really like. If you have it hooked up to something, you can actually back up and parallel park with that. It's one of the few trucks that has that. It has a little camera, and it really helps you. I mean, I also like the self-parking thing. You just put that on, it parks itself. That is kind of stuff, technology that you need. Again, let me tell you where they're located. Uptown Ford. They're right down Mayfair Road and North Avenue. You cannot miss these guys. They're very accessible. They got some of the best new trucks and cars, used trucks and cars you've ever seen. Sometimes guys just come in there, just drive through and just look at some of the pricing. Stop in. These, the salesmen, they will give you a deal. Just tell them Leroy Butler sent you, or you can just go to UptownMotors.com, click the little tab, and get send some, you know, sales guy. Say, listen, I could be there Thursday at 4 o'clock. Can you have me? I want to look at two Lincolns, two Fords. They have it all laid out for you. And as soon as you come in, they got you ready. You test drive the cars. You go right to financing. And guess what? Speaking of financing, they have finance for 0% for 66 months. You have to take advantage of that. That's Uptown Ford.
Sometimes you get a long-term sub at school and turns out to be the best teacher you had your entire career. Now, that just might happen for Aaron Rodgers. Talk about that next here on The Fan.